There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Eric. Welcome to the quiet oasis of Listen to Sleep. Stories and meditations to help you relax. Today we are down by the creek behind the cabin. It's a beautiful October afternoon. The water has gotten down to about 59 degrees, so I don't stay in for very long. But this October has been really warm and beautiful. And I just got back from a trip to Colorado to visit a teacher of mine and some friends. It was an incredibly transformational trip, and I am filled with gratitude today. Today's meditation is going to be on accepting discomfort, learning to be with discomfort. There are so many times in life where things don't go our way, mentally, emotionally, physically, and we find ourselves confronted by resistance, sadness, pain. Today's meditation will go more deeply into that and a way to learn to be with that discomfort and to transform it into something that allows us to know more deeply who we are. This request was from a member of the Awaken Your Myth community and coaching journey. And if you haven't gone to check out the Awaken Your Myth coaching journey and community, I sure would appreciate it if you would. It's my life's work. And what we start here on these episodes of Listen to Sleep, we go much deeper into in the Awaken Your Myth community. It's a 30-module coaching journey that I spent the last 3 years creating based on the experience I had over the previous 35 years of approaching life as a hero's journey and becoming a certified mindfulness teacher. So it takes the tools of mindfulness and the map of the hero's journey and combines them to give us a path to finding our most authentic self. I hope you'll join us. You can get more information at awakenyourmyth.com, and there's a link in the show notes. Let's take a few deep breaths. Just sensing in deeply to the sensations of the breath, wherever it is you feel it most. Maybe it's the cool air coming in at the tip of your nose and the warm air coming out. Or maybe you notice the breath most in the throat. Or maybe you notice the rising and falling of the chest or the belly. Just taking a few more deep breaths. See where it is that you notice the breath most. And this following of the breath just allows us to calm the mind and bring our attention to the sensations of the body, grounding our experience in the senses, literally coming to our senses. And now just let your breath gently return to its normal rhythm. Discomfort in our lives can feel like clinging to the bottom of a rushing river that's flying past us and trying to take us away. It can be all-consuming at times, especially when that discomfort is physical or emotional pain. Things like grief, sadness, anger. It's like a river of that emotion, just constantly tugging at us as we try to hold on to a rock on the bottom just to keep our bearings. See if you can go to a time in your life. Maybe it's in your recent past. Maybe it's now. Where you were feeling some kind of discomfort. And see if you can visualize that feeling. If you can sense into it in the body. What was it like? Was it hot? Cold? Did it have soft or hard edges? Is that feeling contained within a certain part of the body? Or does it go beyond the body? And as you hear the sound of the creek flowing by, Remember what it feels like to hold on to the resistance to that feeling. That sense that this isn't right. I need to resist this. As if you're holding on to a rock on the bottom of that creek, and the water is trying to push you away. Now, what happens if you simply let go? If you let go of that rock and simply float down that creek, what happens if you let go of any resistance you have to that feeling? Any sense of separateness? Any clinging to the hope of it being different than it is? Simply accepting the sensations. And if the mind starts to go, whoa, 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 you can't let go, you can't go into this, just let those thoughts be. Bring your attention back to the breath and the sensations in the body. Is there any separation anywhere between you and that sensation? Can you let go of any resistance you have to that sensation? Simply feel it, letting any thoughts about it simply float by. Not paying attention to their contents, just noticing the sensation, the sadness, the anger, the physical pain, whatever it is. Noticing the discomfort as a sensation, separating it from the story we tell. Thoughts that create the story of suffering around the sensation. Simply being with that sensation as we float down the creek. Simply allowing the sensations in our body to be what they are. You can stay here in this place as long as you like. Letting go of resistance. Letting go of the thoughts that create the story of suffering. Simply going deeper into the sensations in the body, with acceptance, compassion, and curiosity. Thank you for your practice.